Erev Shabbos, Parshas Nasei, Tavshin Ayin. Parshas Nasei always follows Shavuos. Because after Shavuos, after we get the Torah, the significance of that, and a symbol of that, is we have Parshas Nasei, which is the longest Parsha in all of Chumash. We also have the longest Medrash Rabbah in all of Medrash. And as we, once we have Torah, we receive the Torah again, we expand the Torah even greater. So really the Shir should be even longer today. Okay. Just a short idea on the Parsha, but I think one that is significant. It's interesting, if you've been following the Parsha, it's hard because Shavuos was in between, but we are counting here the Levium. And Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kehos, and Merari. And these three sons of Levi, they had Avodas, Masa Avodas Avoda, they had to assemble and disassemble the Mishkan throughout the travels in the desert. They had to carry different parts of the Mishkan. That was their service, that was their Avodah. They were chosen for the job, special choosing that they replaced the firstborn, as we learned in last week's Parsha. But in the counting of them, we have one family, namely Kehos, which is in last week's Parsha, and then this week's Parsha begins with the counting of Gershon and then the counting of Merari. The obvious question is, why split it up? Put it into one Parsha. So asked Abar Benil. Put it into one Parsha. If you say, now go count, Moshe, go count the Levium, count Gershon, Kehos, and Merari, see how many there are, and instruct them what they have to do, which parts they have to carry, which parts are they in charge of. Should be all together. That's question number one. Question number two is that when we had the final tally, that's all in this week's parasha, the final tally of each one. It says the amount of, you will count the Kehos, the Bnei HaKehosi, the family of Kehos, and it says how many they were, the 2,750. And they are counted, Asher Pokad Moshe V'Aaron Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. Then Moshe and Aaron counted based on what Hashem had commanded, B'Yad Moshe, through Moshe. And so too it says by Bnei Merari. These are the amount of Bnei Merari, there were 3,200 in total. Asher Pokad Moshe V'Aaron Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. Then Moshe and Aaron were commanded through Hashem, and it was done through Moshe. By Gershon, it says, Eile fekudei mishpacheis b'nei Gershon, asher pokad Moshe v'Aaron al pi Hashem. Here it doesn't say b'yad Moshe. And this is pointed out by the Das Sekenim Yibalei Taisvis. Here it's only that it was commanded al pi Hashem. And why is Gershon singled out over here differently than his two brothers, Kehos and Merari? So these are two questions. So we have to understand like this. Who is the eldest of the sons of Levi? Gershon. Levi had three sons. We read this back in Sefer Bereishis. Gershon and Shmos. Gershon had three sons. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kehos, and Merari. So really, Gershon was the firstborn. If so, why is he not the first one listed in terms of instructing them in what they have to do for the Mishkan? And that the Klei Yaakov points out at the beginning of the parasha, the reason is as follows. It's true, and he's basing on a Medrash, it's true that Gershon was the firstborn. He was the Bechor, he was the eldest of the sons of Levi. But what was the job of Kehos, the second son? What did he get? What was Kehos's Avodas, Avodah, Avodas Masa? What did he carry? Carried the Aron, carried the Shulchan, carried the Menorah, all of the Kalim, the intrinsic Kalim that were in the Mishkan and used, which was the purpose of the Mishkan to use those Kalim, were carried by Kehos. And since he carried the Keli of Torah, he carried the Aron, therefore he gets covered first. And we list him first, we give him the covet first, we list him indeed in Parshas Bamidbar already. We list him first. Why? To show covet chachamim yinchalu. We give covet to those that carry the Torah. We give cover to those that represent the Torah. Now, the Torah has to be housed in a building. So that was Gershon and Merari's job. They carried the curtains, the masach, the ropes, the pegs, and the Merari, they carried the kerushin, the boards, they carried the pegs. Each one had their own job. But who carried the Aron? Who carried the Torah? That was Kohath. And therefore, Kohath, you get special covered, you're listed first. But we don't want Gershon to lose out, because Gershon was the Bechor. For whatever reason, he couldn't get the rights to carry the Aron. Klal Yarkov wants to say that's indeed why. You know, people shouldn't think, oh, you know why he got to carry the Aron? Because he was the firstborn. And the oldest always gets everything. So the Klal Yarkov says, no, we don't want to give it to Gershon. Because people will think, oh, that's why he got to carry the Aron. That's why he gets all the covet of the Torah. Because he was the firstborn. That's not true. He says, the Torah, anybody could be Zeichet to the Torah. Anybody could learn the Torah and then be deserving of Kavod HaTorah. And therefore, specifically, Hashem said, I'm going to give it to the second son to point this out. So Kohath, representing the Torah, gets the first Kavod. We list him first. But in order not to slight Gershon, Gershon, the truth is, you also deserve Kavod for being the firstborn. And therefore, we break the Parsha and we open up a new Parsha. Parsha's Nasai, mentioning Gershon, he's first. Count Gershon, and this is what they have to do. So says the Abar Benel, based on this Klal Yarkov, based on the Balei HaTosfos as well. In other words, the Torah, you see how important it is to give kavod. Give kavod for every person that needs kavod. Kohath gets kavod because he represents Torah, he carries the Aron, he gets the first kavod. Kavod HaTorah is first. But Gershon is also deserving of kavod because he is the firstborn. And he also is working as one of the Levium of the three sons of Levi. And therefore he gets covered as well. And we list him first, separately. And that's why as well, says the Barbanel, that's why when we do the counting, Kohath and Merari, those two families are counted Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. Moshe does their counting. By Gershon, we say, Gershon, you don't even need Moshe to count you. You'll count yourselves. Whose family was Moshe from? Some Chumash trivia here. Whose family was Moshe from? Moshe was a Levi, of course.
Gershon.
Was it Gershon, Kohath, or Merari?
Gershon.
Kohath.
We'll try that again. Gershon, Kohath, Merari. Was it from A, B, or C?
A.
B.
Kohath. He was from Kohath. Because his father was Amram, who came from Kohath. So Moshe, indeed, you'll count Kohath. But in order not to slight Gershon, in order to give covet to Gershon he deserves, we're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you won't be the one to hear. You're from the Kohath family. We don't want you, who's a younger son, who comes from a younger son of Kohath, to be the one who will count the Gershonites. And therefore, Gershon, you'll be Al-Pi Hashem, they'll count themselves. Again, to give them the exact covet that they deserve. And this idea is interestingly brought up again in this parsha in a totally different context. The reason why this parsha is so long is because we list all 12 Nasiim, all 12 leaders of the 12 Shvatim are listed in the offerings that they brought by the Chanukas HaMishkan. By the inauguration of the Mishkan, each tribe represented by their leader gave an offering. And the offerings are identical. And we repeat, the first one was Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon and Aminadav, and he brought this amount of carbon, this amount of flour in these bowls, etc., etc. And each one is listed by itself. And each one is enumerated, just repeating, he brought this, and then the next one brought the same, the next one brought the same. And you could have said, says the Ramban, you could have just said, Nachshon ben Aminadav brought this offering, and so did the rest of the Nasiim. Why did the Torah go out of its way to write in the Torah for all time? And every sefer that writes has to use extra ink, and there has to be extra parchment, and the laning in every shul this week will be extra long, because all 12 of them are listed. And not only all 12 listed, but at the end, At the end, we sum it all up. So each one gets their own, and then we sum it all up together. And then we list it all again, what they brought. What's going on, says the Ramban, like this. That each one of these Nesi'im, each one of these leaders of the tribes, really on their own, thought of this idea of what they want to bring. And they were all mechaving, and they all came up with the exact same idea, but for different reasons. And he quotes two midrashic interpretations of the reasons of why they brought what they brought, even though they were identical, but they were for different reasons. And one of the midrashim he brings is like this. Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the tribe of Yehuda, who knew that his tribe represented the kingship. Yehuda is the king. Descending from them was David and Shloima HaMelech and Mashiach ben David. And therefore they brought a ka'ara and a mizrak, a bowl and another receptacle. What was that for? That was to represent the two kings who will rule over the sea and the land, namely Shloima HaMelech and Mashiach. And that's why he brought these bowls. Nisanel ben Tzuor, who came from Yeshevet Yisachar, he also brought the same, but he had a different thing in mind. He says, my Shevet is Yisachar. They represent those Lomdei Torah, those who will learn. And therefore, that's why he brought the Ka'ara, which represents Lechem, which connects to Lechem Aponim, because Lechem is Torah. And then comes Zevulun. And what does Zevulun do? We knew what Zevulun. Zevulun was the merchant who went out to support the Torah of Yisachar, who partnered with Yisachar. He says, I'm going to bring the bowls, and I'm going to bring all of the offering here, which represents Yamim, which represents the seas which I travel on. Everyone bought the identical carbon. They offered the identical same thing in that Chanukah HaMizbeach. But each one did it for what reason? For what they represented. We see from the Ramban, everybody in their Avodas Hashem, what they do, they could be proud of it, they could take pride in it, they should be happy what they're doing, and they bring their offering based on what they're doing. And says the Ramban, because they did that, Hashem wanted to give them each the kavod that they deserve. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chilek kavod liyareiv. Hashem wanted to give honor to each one of them. Like it says, Ki mechabdai achabed. Hashem says, those who honor me, I will honor. And here we see again that the Torah wants to give specific honor to each one. And therefore we repeat it 12 times. And at the end, we summarize it again to show that Hashem, the Ramban says, that Hashem says, all of you are equal to me. Those who are giving it for their tribe, for the king, for Mashiach, those who are giving it because they learn Torah, those who are giving it because they support Torah, and each of the Shvatim, Hashem says, you're all the same to me. And that's why I'll list you separately, and I will do the total, all together, to show that you're all equal. Even though they're all different paths, since they're all being mechabed, me Hashem says, ki mechabdai akabed. Those who honor me, I will honor. And go back to the beginning of the parasha again. Here too, Levi had three sons, and they all had different jobs. And there were those Levim who sang, and those Levim who were gatekeepers, and each one deserves their covet. We know we have children, and they're all have different paths of the way they could serve Hashem, or we have employees, and each one is different in their ways that they serve Hashem, or we have friends, and they serve Hashem differently than us. Each one deserves their covet. So long as they're serving Hashem, so long as their intent is not for themselves, but rather, ki mechabdai, they're coming to serve Hashem and honor Hashem. If they're coming to honor Hashem, and their intentions are pure in honoring Hashem, then they deserve covet. The Torah says, I want to be mechabed them. Hashem says, I want to be mechabed them. And that's a lesson for us. We should be mechabed them. We have to be mechabed them too. So long as they're being mechabed Hashem, but not themselves, then we mechabed them too. And that you see clearly from this parasha. Each one, he's the Bukhar, he deserves his own covet. He carries the Torah, he deserves his own covet. Each Nasi brought, but they brought it with their own intent. They each had their machshava, their thought in it. Each one deserves their own kavod. A good nerve Shabbos.